今日中道经文选自约翰福音十九章十七到二十七节。耶稣背着自己的十字架出来，到了一个地方名叫独楼地，希伯来话叫哥哥他。他们就在那里把他钉在十字架上，还有两个人和他一同被钉，一边一个，耶稣在中间。比拉多又写了一个牌子钉在十字架上，写的是犹太人的王，拿撒勒人耶稣。有许多犹太人念着牌子，因为耶稣被钉十字架的地方靠近城，而且牌子是用希伯来、罗马、希腊三种文字写的。犹太人的祭司长就对比拉多说，不要写犹太人的王，要写那人说我是犹太人的王。比拉多回答，我写了就写了。士兵把耶稣钉在十字架上以后，把他的衣服拿来分为四份，每人一份。他们又拿他的内衣，这件内衣没有缝，是上下一片织成的。他们就彼此说，我们不要撕开，我们抽签看是谁的。这要应验经上的话说，他们分了我的外衣，为我的内衣抽签。士兵果然做了这些事。站在耶稣十字架旁边的有他的母亲姨母、格罗巴的妻子玛利亚和摩大拉的玛利亚。耶稣见母亲和他所爱的门徒站在旁边，就对母亲说，母亲，看你的儿子。又对那门徒说，看你的母亲。从那刻起，那门徒就接他到自己家里去了。这是主的话语。
让我们在一起同心祷告。阿爸天父，此时此刻，求主你的灵把我主耶稣基督十字架活化在我们的面前，也把我们再一次带到我主十字架的脚下。以下的时间，你交通感动在我们当中，祷告奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。
Amen。
我们今年借着约翰福音来这个作为我们受难节跟主走在一起的这个经文。
To the book of John tonight, we're going to walk with the Lord during this season.
在刚才我们所读的这段经文里面，或者说十九章约翰福音一直不断出现的一个事情，就是十字架。
Something that keeps happening in John chapter 19 is the cross.
跟其他福音书比较来讲呢，它出现最多十字架在这段这个时候。
In comparison to the other books of the gospel, the cross appears the most number of times here in this book.
我们很快稍微的来看过。
Let's look through.
主要是把我们让约翰把我们带到这个十字架的这个场景里面。
May John bring us back to the scenario of the cross.
在第六节你看，凡是那些黄色的字呢，就是十字架，十字架。
Look at all the words that's highlighted in yellow and it will tell you about the cross.
有不同的人在讲十字架，有兵丁，有宗教领袖比拉多等等都有。
Many different people were talking about the cross, whether it's Pilate or the soldiers.
都是说钉他十字架，钉他十字架。
And they say the same thing, crucify him, crucify him.
耶稣也背了自己的十字架到了那个地方。
And then it says Jesus also carried his own cross to the place.
那么这时候其实这个十字架 包含了非常非常多的这个讯息在里面。
Actually, at this moment, the cross has many messages.
尤其是约翰，他把非常非常多的信息呢，都放在这个里面。
And it is loaded in message by John here.
今天晚上我们只会专注其中的一件事而已。
Today we'll focus on one incident.
就是这个主耶稣在十字架上对着他的门徒，那一位所爱的门徒，跟他的母亲玛利亚所说的话。
And it is about the words that Jesus spoke to his beloved disciple concerning his mother.
二十五节说，站在耶稣十字架旁边的有他母亲与他母亲的姐妹。
Verse 25, near the cross of Jesus stood his mother's sister Mary.
所以我们这个时候，我们也想象我们是其中的一份子。你说我们看见什么？耶稣的母亲看见什么？所爱的门徒看见什么？
Imagine yourself at the scene at the time. What can we see? What did Jesus' mother see? And what did the beloved disciple see?
所以如果我们按照我们跟着约翰福音 来引导我们的话，当然我们这时候只看见被钉十字架的这个耶稣。
If you allow John to describe to you, then right now, what you see now is Jesus crucified on the cross.
让我们想象一下，我们现在坐在这里是非常舒服的这个冷气哦，这样的一个也很好的一个崇拜地方。
Use your imagination, even though we are now here in a very good ambience, in an air-conditioned atmosphere.
但是当我们借着约翰的描述，我们想象这时候在那一个哥哥他十字架的那一个场景里面。
According to what John has described, look, go back to that scene at the time of Golgotha, what was happening?
也可以想象我们是耶稣的母亲。
Put yourself in the shoes as if you are Jesus' mother.
你说作为母亲，这时候看到自己的孩子就这样子钉在十字架上。
As a mother, you see your son being crucified on the cross.
还有这里有这一位所谓所爱的门徒。
And this beloved disciple.
相信过去三年多来，紧紧的跟着主这样的一位主，听过他讲的话，看见他做的非常不可思议的事情。
This beloved disciple has followed Jesus so closely and has seen and seen all the things that he has done.
也听他亲自的在他们当中教导他们，引导他们。
And also received the teaching and his guidance.
现在就这样子，就这样钉死在十字架上。
And yet now he is crucified, dying on the cross.
我们很惊讶。约翰没有告诉我们他们的心情。
Surprisingly, John did not tell us how they feel.
你发现到说，约翰在这方面都没有提供任何的这个资料。
John has been silent on any information about their emotions.
那么这个就留给那一些拍电影的那些导演呢，就可以做很多的事了。
So these directors, producers of films, they can make a lot of stories out of this.
但是有时候我们就是想要去增加那一部分约翰没有讲的，觉得这样的话可能会让人更加感觉到生动，更加感觉到能够感觉到。
Perhaps we felt that we need to add on some emotions to that, some sensation so that people can feel certain things.
这个很自然。
This is natural.
不过我们永远不能够离开约翰他所要让我们知道，他或者说他所要传递跟让我们看见的。
But let us not move away from what John wants us to see.
当然，增加约翰对我们所说的那种感受，如果我们也深入其境的话。
Of course, you can add on these emotions by putting yourselves in that scenario.
在当时的人知道，这个十字架的刑具，也等于就是一种羞辱。
In those days, people would know crucifixion is a humiliation.
它不会用在罗马的这个所谓百姓身上。
It will not be enforced or punished on the Romans or any Roman person.
它是罗马帝国用来展示或者是说来惩罚他所统治的那一些人。
It is the Roman Empire a vehicle, a means of punishing or humiliating those that they are in control of.
我们也可以想象，这里也应该会有很多人是被冤枉钉死的。
Perhaps there will be many who did not deserve to be crucified.
而我们很清楚，耶稣肯定是。
Definitely Jesus was such a person.
不是我们讲的，是比拉多自己说的。
Not what we say, but what Pilate himself said.
所以你说，这个时候，这样的一件事情，真的是非常非常的心痛，非常非常的黑暗，非常非常的暴力。
So this is
想到人最糟糕的所有任何最坏的事情，可以说就在这个时候发生了。
Something truly very brutal, very violent, very painful. All the most dark, evil thing that could happen was happening there.
如果我们在从约翰十九章或者说十八章看起的话，那个整个过程，我们真的是看到所谓的人世间里面最败坏、人性里面最黑暗，或者所谓的罪的罪行呢，这时候都发出来。
If you were to read through John chapter 18 to 20, you will find that the most dark, darkest part of human being, you can say that is the most depraved or the most sinful thing, is happening there.
然后这样一位耶稣呢，在承受这一切。
Jesus was bearing this.
我想最近我们对于暴力、对于这个生命的这个侵害等等，我们应该也天天都在看到这样的新闻，就是乌克兰的战争。
I'm sure that recent times you're a lot more sensitive to things like violence or invasion because of the war that's happening in Ukraine.
我想我们每一天心情都不很好。
We don't feel good every day.
我们希望这场战争赶快结束。
How we wish that this war would end pretty soon.
而有人还问说，为什么我们的上帝不要出手干预呢？
Some even ask, why is God not stopping the war?
而我的祷告也是求主干预，求主这个对付那些作恶流人血的人。
And mine too, my prayer will be that God please intercept and punish those who do evil.
但是在今天晚上，我们没有想到这样一种最悲惨的事，我们的主耶稣，我们所敬拜的主也在经历。
And yet we realize that this most painful and the darkest things that's happening, our Lord himself is experiencing too.
但是另外一方面，我们看到说，耶稣虽然在这样一个糟糕的情况底下，他不是只是在那边很无奈的承受这一切。
On the other hand, you look at Jesus when he is experiencing this. How did he look at his response? He's not just being there and helpless.
他有一些动作，有一些说话，有一些声音。
He acted, he spoke, he made some sounds.
而今天晚上我们就注意在这一段话。
Look at the words tonight.
所以我给这个今晚的这个分享的题目叫做十字架上的宣告和吩咐。
And so my theme for tonight, I said it is the proclamation and the commandment at the cross.
你听到说在约翰的记录里面，耶稣在十字架上他说话。
According to John's record, we see that when Jesus was on the cross, he spoke.
那么他说话不是单单只是发出声音。
It's just not making sounds.
他最后一句话是说成了。
His last word, he says, it is done.
我们可以说他好像是在宣布说成了，是一个宣告。
It is a proclamation, it is done.
那么今天晚上我们要看的这一句话呢，有宣告，还带着吩咐。
And tonight we see that Jesus' words, there is proclamation, there is also a commandment.
然后他透过这样子，他要人看见人没有办法直接看到的事情。
And by doing so, Jesus wants us to see something that on our own we are not able to perceive.
原来那两句话是这样讲的：妇人，看你的母亲。
So these two sentences
are 儿子
，Woman, look, here is your son.
我们翻译成母亲，它不是原文的，原文是妇人。
Original language is woman.
而 NIV 还加个 dear woman， 我把它去掉了，那个 dear 字我把它去掉。
Woman，
因为这个是我们放进去一些感受进去。然后另外呢，他叫那个所爱的门徒说：“看你的母亲。”
And to the beloved disciple, he said, "Look, here is your mother."
然后接下来，约翰说：“从此，那个门徒就接他到自己的家里。”
John says, "From that time on, the disciple took her into his home."
这个从此，如果是用那时候，那个就更加的精确。
From that time on。
如果事情就是这样子的话，
If things were just as it is，
我们也会觉得说，尤其是我们华人会觉得也不错了，到底临终前还可以把妈妈交托给人。
As an Asian，
是一个孝心，是一个很好的一个安排。
As an Asian， we must say， what a filial son， you have taken care of your mother at the time of your death。
我不知道说当时犹太人或者那个时期的人看到的时候，他们是感受到什么。
I wonder what the Jews or the people there will feel at that time。
因为约翰在表达这样的事情的时候是很特别的。
Because when John was expressing this, it is something very unique。
在约翰福音里面，我们只看到说玛利亚作为一个主角呢。出现了两次，第一次就是水变酒的时候，第二次就是在这个场合里面。
In the book of John, there were two incidents where Mary, the mother of Jesus, took center stage. One was in chapter 2, and the second time is here in this passage.
然后这两次的那个事情，约翰在表达的时候，那个表达的方式有很多呢，是可以呢互相参照的。
And the way John describes these two events, there are many things that we can compare and contrast.
所以让我们再回到第一次玛利亚出现的时候，就是在一个水变酒的场合里面。
The first time Mary appeared would be the incident at the wedding at Cana.
在约翰福音第二章，他说第三日在加利利的迦南有取经的宴席，耶稣的母亲在那里。
So John chapter 2 verse 1 says, on the third day, a wedding took place at Cana in Galilee. Jesus' mother was there.
然后在十字架下呢，二十五节说，站在耶稣十字架旁边的有他母亲跟他母亲的姐妹。
And then it says in verse 25, near the cross of Jesus stood his mother and his mother's sister.
你就看到说，约翰很明显的就是要交代玛利亚在这两个场合的这个出现。
And so John was being very explicit to say that Mary appeared in these two events.
那么那件事情我们知道，这个水变酒就是那个宴会还没有完呢，酒用尽了。那么耶稣的母亲就对他说，他们没有酒了，就对耶稣说没有酒了。
And so what happened at the first scene in the wedding was that the wine was run out, and Jesus' mother came to him and said, "Hey, the wine has run out."
那耶稣就对他妈妈说，也是说妇人。然后还说，我与你有什么相干？我的时候还没有到。
How did Jesus reply? He said, "Woman, why do you involve me? My time has not yet come."
这里这个 dear woman 那个 dear 在啊，这是 NIV。
So,
而他的母亲呢，就对佣人说，他告诉你们什么，你们就做什么。
And then his mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you."
所以我今晚的这个标题是这样来的，玛利亚说他告诉你什么你就做什么，这个是耶稣会吩咐你。
So that's where my theme for tonight came from, because Mary said, whatever he instructs you, do it.
但是另外呢，当耶稣说看啊你的儿子，看啊你的母亲，
Yet when Jesus says, "Look, here is your son. Look, here is your mother."
这个看哪、啊，在约翰福音里面常常出现。最早的时候是使徒说：“看哪、啊，上帝的羔羊。”
And this look also appears many times. And the first time is when John describes, says, "Look, that's the son. That's the Lamb of God."
在旧约里面常常是上帝借着先知或者是借着什么代言人呢，就是要他们呢去听去注意的事情。
And oftentimes in the Old Testament, this means that God wants them to pay attention to certain things.
上帝在宣告一些他要做的事或者要表达的事。
God is proclaiming something that He is doing or has done.
所以在十字架上这样一个看起来只是一个交代，或者是说分为妈妈排安排以后的事，其实它是一个宣告，也是一个吩咐。
So actually, what Jesus said, these words is actually a proclamation and also a commandment.
我们再看回，因为他就说，从此那门徒就借他到自己家里去了。
And it says here, from that time on, the disciple took her into his home.
玛利亚也接受这样的事。
Mary also accepted this.
当时他说，你们照他吩咐做什么就做什么。这一次他自己也照自己的儿子的吩咐接受所爱的门徒是他以后的儿子。
Earlier on she has told the servant, says, whatever he tells you to do, do it. But right now she is obeying, she's doing what he told her to do.
那么当然这位所爱的门徒呢，也照主的这个吩咐呢，把玛利亚当自己的母亲，并且是接待她到自己的家。
And likewise, the disciple did what was commanded him to do, to take Jesus' mother back to his home.
这个接待在约翰福音里面也是常常出现的一个事。
So this took the person back to their home, the hospitality, is also always appears in the book of John.
最重要的就是主耶稣说，凡接待我的就是接待父所差来的，然后信我的也就是接待我的。所以这个也是一个非常非常特殊的，很重要的要表达的一个信息。
So this receiving the person back to the home is something very always repeated in the book of John. Like John saying that whoever receives Jesus will receive the Father who sent him.
那么这个水变酒的事呢，你注意看，其实只有耶稣的母亲还有那个仆人知道是水变酒，其他人其实不知道的。
And during the miracle of turning the water into wine, there were only three characters, and only the servant and the mother knew that there was a miracle that the water turned to wine.
那么门徒大概是以后呢才知道的。
And the disciples only know about it subsequently.
就是说，但是约翰说这样的一个事情要表达什么？
So what does John want to express through this incident?
在十一节他有交代
Verse 11
他说这是耶稣行的头一件记号，神迹的翻译是不好的，记号
Signs Look, this is the first of his miracles, signs
那么是显出他的荣耀
It is to reveal his glory
但是这什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
什么叫做荣耀？
What does glory mean?
然后他前面说我的时候没有到，
Jesus also said, "My time is not."
然后这些客人说：“ yeah. 啊，你很特别啊！当然是跟新郎讲，你怎么是把好酒留到后来的呢
？”And they say, "Well, what a special guest you are! You had kept the to the groom. They say you have kept the best of wine to the last."
我们再看一些经文呢，就知道原来这里面呢有很多很多耶稣的事情要展开的。
And then we realize that many more things and many more events will happen.
就是他所说的时候。
The moment.
到底什么时候是他的时候到？
What does it mean when Jesus says, "My time has not yet come"?
在第七章里，很明显的是他讲到他要被抓的时候，被害的时候，是一个时候。
In chapter 7, this the time refers to the time that he will be captured.
但是在三十九节呢，又讲到呢，是他会复活，也就是得荣耀。为赐下圣灵。
And subsequently in verse 39, the time is about the time that he will be glorified.
那么得荣耀是不是就是一定是指复活的事呢？
being glorified, does it imply the resurrection?
这要看他什么时候又再出现这个得荣耀的事。
It depends on when this word be glorified appears again.
在这一段里面呢，就是十三章这个三十一节，如今人子得了荣耀，神在人子身上也得了荣耀，神要因自己荣耀人子，并且要快快地荣耀他。
John chapter 13 verse 31. Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will glorify the Son in himself, and will glorify him at once.
这里这个得荣耀包括他被钉死在十字架。
This being glorified involves or includes him being crucified on the cross.
也包括他被复活。
It also includes his resurrection.
所以跟我们一般，我们想到荣耀的时候，我们一定是想到正面的，一定是得胜的，一定是非常的这个彰显出有很多的这个能力的。
When we think of glorify, we tend to think that something about victorious or something that's exhibiting power.
但是在约翰福音里面，耶稣知道得荣耀也包括他被钉死在十字架上。
The book of John, Jesus knows that being glorified involves him being crucified on the cross.
那么在约翰福音第一章有这样一句话，他说凡借待他的就是信他名的，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
In chapter 1, he says, To all who receive him, to those who believe in his name, he gave them the right to be children of God.
为什么说是耶稣有权柄，然后赐他们，使到他们做神的儿女，信他的人？
Why did he say here that it was Jesus who has the authority to give them the right to become children of God?
为什么需要这样讲说，需要有耶稣有权柄，然后使他信他的人得成他的儿子？
Why is it that Jesus must have the authority that whoever receive him would have that right?
当耶稣复活之后，回到门徒当中，就说父怎么样差遣我，我照样差遣你们，然后向他们吹口气说受圣灵。
Because when Jesus was alive again, was resurrected, he came back to them and says, "Peace be with you."
这个动作就是告诉我们说，耶稣得权柄了。
This act is to show or to reveal that Jesus has received the authority.
他不单单只是一个过去的那个一个木匠的儿子，玛利亚的儿子。
He's not just the son of the past, the son of the carpenter.
因为赐圣灵也只有上帝能够赐圣灵。
Because only God can send the Holy Spirit.
但是当他的时候到了，当他得荣耀了，当他荣耀了，他也得了权柄。
When Jesus is glorified, has been glorified, then he also has authority.
也就是说，当这些事情发生了之后呢？
Meaning when all these things has happened,
他真的能够使人成为神的儿女。
He truly is able to enable people to become children of God.
当我们把这些事情再跟十字架上这两句话排在一起看的时候。
So when you put these things side by side to the words that Jesus spoke at the cross,
你说耶稣说，妇人看哪你的儿子，儿子看哪你的母亲，就是只是一个交代，
安排
母亲有人以后照顾这样而已吗
？Think back on those two words. He says, "Look, this is your mother. Look, this is your son." Is it something rather trivial, just about taking care of his mother after his death?
当然，从最表面最基本的人情是有的。
On the surface, yes, definitely he is taking care of his mother.
而这也是我们在约翰福音看到的，上帝的那个爱呢，也是借作呢很具体的，甚至借作是人的肉身呢来表达的。
And we also see that the love of God is expressed also through his humanly way.
但是在我们这里看到耶稣在十字架上的这个吩咐的时候呢，他就不单只是一个交代，一个爱心的交代而已。
But when we see the whole incident, we realize that this instruction is not just something less significant.
这个所爱的门徒接回去的这个母亲，不是只是一种爱心而已。
When the disciple receives his mother, it's not just an act of love.
因为他真的从此以后，他就跟耶稣一样，他就跟耶稣一样，真的就是玛利亚的儿子。
From that time onwards, he will become like Jesus. He will become the son of Mary.
因为耶稣完成了他做完的事情之后，他说：“我会使你跟我的生命联合在一起。我是谁，你也就是谁。”耶稣是上帝的儿子，他也赐权柄叫人做神的儿子，跟他一样。
Because after everything that Jesus has completed, he says that I will give you the right to be children of God. Who I am, so will you be.
所以这个所爱的这位约翰 的这个门徒，不单单只是说我所敬重的这个主委托，我真的跟他一样，我真的是玛利亚的儿子。
So this beloved disciple, he says, now I am truly like Jesus. I'm truly the son of Mary.
当然，玛利亚也会不同的说，不单单只是我这一位儿子有一个很好这样的安排，这一位他所爱的门徒，真的就是我的儿子，就像耶稣是我的儿子这样。
Likewise for Mary, it's not just that something Jesus has done for her after he died, but it's that truly this person is now like my son. This person is like Jesus.
你没有想到说一个被钉在这样一个残酷、在这样一个糟糕的情况底下的这一位耶稣，竟然他的十字架呢，可以转换呢，带来美好的关系、美好的生命。
Can you imagine that Jesus was in this very miserable and pathetic state on the cross, can cause such a transformation in relationship?
当然，我们这样讲的时候，要三天后发生的事情，不然的话呢，也只有凄凄惨惨，十字架就是凄惨而已。
For things will happen 3 days later victoriously.
然后约翰呢，这边好多人都看耶稣，那么这个是比拉多说看了、啊、这个人。
And so many were looking at Jesus at the time. And so Pilate says, look.
然后人家说上帝的儿子你不是吗？
Some say, isn't this the son of God?
你不是以色列的王吗？
Aren't you the king of the Jews?
这时候十字架上是都不是，没办法。
So it appears that many things is impossible on the cross.
谁也没有办法改变。
Seems like it's inevitable. Nobody can change anything.
眼前看到的就是你被我钉死。
All they can see is that you have been crucified to die on the cross.
旁边很多人喊到说钉死他。
And all at the side were saying, "Crucify him! Crucify him!"
而更早的时候是许多一些人的这个不正确的一个心，然后呢，来要弄死他。
And before that, there were so many with very deceitful hearts mocking him and wanting to kill him.
大家还记得过去一个星期
？Just 1 week ago,
有很多人到了乌克兰去。
Many people went to.
都是那一些各国的领袖跟很重要的组织的领袖。
Many leaders of the organizations or countries or nations.
也到马里波的街上走。
And they also went along the streets there.
也看到一些尸体。
Saw some dead bodies.
或者一些人死的地方。
And places where there were corpses, yeah.
然后每个都讲了很多的话。
Many people said many things.
每个也做了很多的这个应许。
And made many promises.
今天这个仗还在打。
The war continues today.
那么当然。你听他们说些什么话
？And so, what you listen to what they say?
然后全世界所有的媒体也都在讲话。
Everybody on the media is also speaking and talking.
印度的、美国的、欧洲的、英国的、台湾的、中国的。
All nations.
大家都在说这件事。
Everyone is talking about this.
有什么作用呢
？So what was the impact or was the effect?
这个仗还在打。
The battle or the war continues.
接下来还会更多人会死。
It will carry on and there'll be many more deaths.
这些话都没有办法改变这些事情。
All these speeches or words were not able to turn the event around.
我们希望明天就会改变。
We hope that it will change by tomorrow.
十字架的那一个场景、那个场合里面，何况不是这样？ B.
Is not the scene at the cross similar to that?
你说上帝有在吗？
You ask, is God there?
他能够改变吗？
Can God change anything?
耶稣也在这个人世间的暴力、悲剧、伤害等等的这个里面。
Jesus was in the midst of all this, the brutality, the violence, the pain, the suffering.
在十字架旁边，也想很多人在讲话。
At the side of the cross, many people were talking as well.
你没有想到这个受害者在钉被钉在十字架上，是讲了一些的话。
And then this victim was on the cross. He uttered some words.
他说。
He said.
他吩咐。
He made commands.
你不觉得？这个很熟悉吗？
Don't you find this very familiar?
当年上帝说要有光，就有光。
In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and there is light.
六天之后呢，事就成了。
And 6 days later, it says, "It is done."
成了。
Complete.
这个时候在这个十字架上的主也说话了。
Right now, Jesus on the cross also speaks.
而他用他自己的生命在经历这一切。
And he uses his life to experience all this.
我们知道三天之后。
We know that 3 days later.
母亲真的是母亲。
A mother is truly the mother.
所爱的门徒成为了儿子，真的是儿子。
The beloved disciple became the son and is truly the son.
新的关系。
There is a new relationship.
新的生命。
New life.
在这样一个黑暗残暴的情况的底下，耶稣能够改变，也能够做到。
And so in this darkest moment, Jesus was able to cause a change, and he has done it.
而更早之前，他神说，我所赐给你们的喜乐是没有人能够赐的。
And earlier than that, he says, "The joy that I can give to you, no one can take away from you."
我所留下的平安，也是这个世界所不能够拿走的。
The peace that I give to you, the world cannot take away.
所以，让我们这个时候，我们让这个十字架的耶稣再一次进到我们的心中。
So once again, let this Jesus on the cross enter our hearts.
如果我们觉得已经是透不过气来，整个已经是黑暗在这边笼罩跟吞噬，看到世界最近发生的这些事，我们以为说就只有完了。
If you feel so suffocated by the things that's happening and by the darkness that's around us, and you think that this is hopeless and this is the end of everything,
让我们这时候再回到十字架的面前。
Let us come back to the scene at the cross.
它可以再带来新的生命，新的一种关系。
And trust that they will bring forth new life and new relationships.
也许对今天对我们来说
，perhaps to us tonight，
我们旁边呢，我们说弟兄姐妹。
We might say to those on the left and right and say brothers and sisters.
我们说是我的母亲、我的父亲、我的长兄、我的长。
So this on our left and our right, you are my mother, you are my father, you are my brother, you are my sister.
这个我们已经太习惯了，已经或者这样称呼了，或者这样已经可能觉得没有什么了。
Perhaps we keep using these brothers and sisters, and we feel that we are so comfortable using it. It doesn't mean anything more.
但是当约翰带我们再一次来到耶稣的十字架的时候，听这样的一件事。
But at the cross, when you hear these words again.
他不是只是一个很好的交代后事，安排妈妈的这样的一个以后的日子，他也同时是好像创造的时候，我们在看到光，然后说事成了。
It is you bring back again. It is about bringing new things out again, just like in the earlier days when God says, "Let there be light," and it is light, and it is done.
当然，我们希望这样的事快快的发生在。乌克兰。
Of course, we wish, we pray that light will quickly come back to Ukraine.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，我们感谢你，我们这世上一切的暴力、残暴、阴谋、私心，种种的最黑暗的人性加诸在耶稣的身上，加诸在你所差的爱子。我们所信的，我们所敬拜的你这位主，也在这样的一个受难、苦难跟人世间的残暴的事情的里面，而让我们看见你有能力转变、转化，不是只有黑暗，不是只有罪恶，不是只有人的暴力，是最后的声音，是我主耶稣基督成了，也是他的吩咐，我们从此彼此相爱，我们从此看母亲是母亲，母亲从此看见孩子是儿子。我们感谢你，感谢你实实在在能够做出这样的改变。祷告奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。